يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَيَبْلُوَنَّكُمُ اللَّهُ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الصَّيْدِ تَنَالُهُ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَرِمَاحُكُمْ لِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَخَافُهُ بِالْغَيْبِ فمن اعتدى بعد ذلك فله عذاب أليم.
Believers, Allah will surely try you with a game which will be within the range of your hands and lances so that He might mark out those who fear Him, even though He is beyond the reach of human perception. A painful chastisement awaits whosoever transgresses after that the bounds set by Allah.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقْتُلُوا الصَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمٌ وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاءٌ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعَمِ يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوَى عَدْلٍ مِنْكُمْ هَدِيًا بَالِغَ الْكَعْبَةِ أَوْ كَفَّارَةٌ طَعَامُ مَسَاكِينَ أَوْ عَدْلُ ذَلِكَ صِيَامًا لِيَذُوقَ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِ عَفَا اللَّهُ عَمَّا سَلَفْ وَمَنْ عَادَ فَيَنْتَقِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْهُ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ ذُو انْتِقَامٌ.
Believers, do not kill game while you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity. Whoever of you kills it willfully, there shall be a recompense, the like of what he has killed in cattle, as shall be judged by two men of equity among you, to be brought to the Kaaba as an offering, or as an expiation, the feeding of the needy, or its equivalent in fasting, in order that he may taste the grievousness of his deed. Allah has pardoned whatever has passed, but Allah will exact a penalty from him who repeats it. Allah is Almighty. He is fully capable of exacting penalties. Believers, do not kill game while you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity. When a person is in the state of pilgrim sanctity, ihram, it is prohibited for him both to hunt and to assist in hunting animals. Indeed, even if an animal has been hunted for him by someone else, he may not eat it. However, if someone hunts an animal for himself and makes a gift of it to such a person, there is no harm in his eating it. There is an exception to this injunction, and that is with regard to harmful animals. Snakes, scorpions, mad dogs, and other such animals which cause injury to man may be killed even by one in the state of ihram. To be brought to the Kaaba as an offering, or as an expiation, the feeding of the needy, or its equivalent in fasting. It would also be two men of equity. Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:95, to judge as to the number of persons one should feed or the number of days one should fast by way of expiation for killing a certain animal.
أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَحْرِ وَطَعَامُهُ مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِلسَّيَّارَةِ وَحُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ صَيْدُ الْبَرِّ مَا دُمْتُمْ حُرُمًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ.
The game of the water and eating thereof are permitted to you as a provision for you who are settled and for those on a journey. But to hunt on land while you are in the state of pilgrim sanctity is forbidden for you. Beware then of disobeying Allah, to whom you shall all be mustered. The game of the water and eating thereof are permitted to you as a provision for you. Since one often runs out of provisions during a voyage and is left with no alternative but to catch sea creatures, fishing in the sea has been made lawful.
جَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْكَعْبَةَ الْبَيْتَ الْحَرَامَ قِيَامًا لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّهْرَ الْحَرَامَ وَالْهَدِيَ وَالْقَلَائِدَ ذَلِكَ لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Allah has appointed the Kaaba, the sacred house, as a means of support for the collective life of men and has caused the holy month of pilgrimage and the animals of sacrificial offering and their distinguishing colors to assist therein. This is so that you may know that Allah is aware of all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth, and that Allah has knowledge of everything, and the animals of sacrificial offering and their distinguishing colors to assist therein. In Arabia, the Kaaba was not merely a sacred place of worship. Thanks to its central position and its sanctity, it nurtured the economic and cultural life of the whole peninsula. Since the entire populace was drawn towards the Kaaba for the performance of Hajj and Umrah, their coming together brought about a measure of unity in the life of the Arabs, which was otherwise rent with disunity. This enabled the people of various regions and tribes to establish social and cultural ties among themselves. Moreover, the security which reigned in the vicinity of the Kaaba provided an impetus to creative literary activity, with the result that in the fairs held in the sacred territory, poets placed their poetic compositions before the audience, trying to excel one another. This led to the growth and flowering of their language and literature. Thanks again to the peace and security which reigned in the sacred territory, it became a major center of trade and commerce. Moreover, since certain months of the year were regarded as sacred months in which there could be no bloodshed, the Arabs enjoyed peace and security for about a quarter of the year. It was during this period that caravans moved in freedom and with ease from one end of the peninsula to the other. The custom of consecrating animals for sacrifice, marked off from others by the collars around their necks, also facilitated the movement of caravans. For whenever the Arabs saw those animals with their collars signifying consecration for sacrifice, they bent their heads in reverence and no predatory tribe had the courage to molest them. And that Allah has knowledge of everything. Were they to consider even the social and economic aspects of the life of their people, the existing arrangements would provide them with clear testimony to the fact that God has deep and thorough knowledge of the interests and requirements of His creatures, that He can ensure immensely beneficial effects on many sectors of human life by just one single commandment. During the several centuries of anarchy and disorder which preceded the advent of the Prophet, peace be upon him, the Arabs were themselves unaware of their own interests and seemed bent upon self-destruction. God, however, was aware of their needs and requirements, and by merely investing the Kaaba with a central position in Arabia, He ensured their national survival. Even if they disregarded innumerable other facts and reflected on this alone, they would become convinced that the injunctions revealed by God were conducive to their well-being, and that underlying them were a great many benefits and advantages for them, which they themselves could neither have grasped nor achieved by their own contriving.
اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور رحيم.
Know well that Allah is severe in retribution, and that Allah is also all forgiving, all compassionate.
ما على الرسول إلا البلاغ. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا تَكْتُمُونَ
The messenger is bound only to deliver the message, whereafter Allah knows well all that you disclose and all that you conceal.
قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ
O Messenger, say to them, the bad things and the good things are not equal, even though the abundance of the bad things might make you pleased with them. Men of understanding, beware of disobeying Allah, then maybe you will attain true success. Even though the abundance of the bad things might make you pleased with them. This verse enunciates a standard of evaluation and judgment quite distinct from the standards employed by superficial people. For the latter, for instance, $100 are worth more than $5, since 100 is more than 5. But according to this verse, if those $100 have been earned in a matter entailing the disobedience of God, the entire amount becomes unclean. If, on the contrary, a man earns $5 while obeying God, then this amount is clean, and anything which is unclean, whatever its quantity, cannot be worth that which is clean. A drop of perfume is more valuable than a heap of filth. A palmful of clean water is much more valuable than a huge cauldron brimming with urine. A truly wise person should therefore necessarily be content with whatever he acquires by clean, permissible means, however small and humble its quantity may be. He should not reach out for what is prohibited, however large in quantity and glittering in appearance.